Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
We have a trophy here that we're going to present. It's the World Championship Trophy, and it goes to the world champion, Portland Trailblazers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
You're going to go back to throw the ball. Sets up, looks, throws toward the corner of the end zone. It is intercepted! Intercepted! The next out of the ball! Down to the 35, the 40. Kenny Wayne's going to score! Kenny Wayne is going to score! 20, the 10!
And Brendan Sprague.
Smith, hand to Simonton. Simonton around the corner.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Lillard, long range three. And it's good! At the buzzer! Damian Lillard! Are you kidding me?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Thanks for being with us on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy that 80-degree weather. Got a lot to get to in the final hour, including how many animals can you beat up? What? We have some football stuff to get to.
How many animals can I beat up?
Don't you worry, Bob. Don't you worry.
Quite a few.
Can I poo-poo something right off the bat and you guys tell me if I'm right or wrong on this? And continuing my trend as the fuddy-duddy on the show?
Sure.
So somebody accomplished something over the weekend, and I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And then I dug a little deeper, and I thought, well, I might want to throw an asterisk on it. So there's a pretty... illustrious, would that be the word, company in the NBA? Is that the right way? Yeah, correct usage, what the hell? And that is the 50-40-90 club.
Yeah.
For those who don't understand, yes. 50% from the floor, 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line, right?
Yes.
There have only been, in the history of the NBA, up until this season, there had only been three guys that had ever done it. Now, Larry Bird did it multiple times, but he is one of them. He did it in 86-87 and 87-88.
May have done it more. Well, no, he had the three-point line for his career.
I'm going to take your word for that. Steph Curry did it in 2015-2016. Kevin Durant did it in 2012-2013. Those are the only guys that have ever done this in the history of the NBA. While averaging 25 points per game. Sorry, that was the asterisk. You've had some like bench players, I'm sure, that have done it. You know, hit a couple of shots. Right. Minimum number of games and minimum number of points, right? 25 points per game and 50-40-90. Only guys that have ever done it. Well, Kyrie Irving joined that club this weekend as he finished the season, and he becomes the fourth player to ever do it in NBA history.
I saw KD was going crazy on the sidelines when they announced it.
And I was like, wow, that's remarkable. I didn't quite realize I knew he was having a good year, but he'd been in on a lineup, and they've only played like 8 games together as a threesome. Like, interesting. So I dug a little deeper. Is it okay to poo-poo this a little bit because he only played 54 games? I mean, that's missing almost 20 games from your regular season.
I mean, there's an element of you're probably right to question aloud where this lands in the legitimacy category of those others. But to still do it for 50 plus games is rather impressive and difficult.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying if you had to play an extra 17 games, what are the chances that you have a couple of 1-for-8s from three in there and you'd be shoot? He was at 40.2% from three. Like that is, he was at 50.6% from the floor.
You remember this is
as close as you could get.
Didn't Mo, when he was a Blazer, had like some bonus in his contract structure that if he shot 33% or better from three, he got X amount of dollars. It was something like that.
And he had to,
he wouldn't shoot a three the last like seven games. Remember that? Yeah. Or four games, whatever that number was. But I remember there was a few games where he would not shoot a three.
He wanted to get to the percentage.
Because he wanted the percentage locked in. He didn't want to lose a bonus. And I don't fault anybody for that. We saw this in the NFL. Russell Wilson called an audible on a play call. He did the little toss pass to DJ Moore or David Moore
to get him the bonus.
So I'm okay with guys getting their money if there's something on the line. I'm also okay if you want to say he played X amount of games. I'm not going to knock it, though, because it's still a difficult thing to obtain. I would just say if you're going to rank them, just put it dead last.
Yes.
But it's still
okay. That's fair.
Really impressive that's to fair. Be a 50, 40, 90 guy.
That's fair. I think that's a accurate way to put it. I will side with your judgment on that.
It's a little frustrating just because we know how much Dame plays.
Right. He grinds his ass night in and night out.
And if Dame could take 20 games off and just go on sabbaticals for 2 weeks at a time and then
right, I'm not going to show up.
Tell the world he doesn't care about basketball at all. Like if he had the mentality that Kyrie has, he probably would be in this, but he carries a franchise. He carried a franchise his whole career. And so he comes awfully close every single season, but yet the percentages never seem to break quite his way because of the bulk games he plays and shooting he has.
Yeah. How would you feel too? Like on that note, how would you feel if the star of your team going into the play or one of the stars of your team going into the playoffs said that they don't care about basketball right now? Because that's basically what Kyrie Irving said. So they got a win over the weekend. They beat the Bulls on Saturday. They locked up the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference, and they actually played, all three guys played together for, what was it, the 8th or 9th time. They barely appeared in the lineup. But I think if there's any questioning you have of Brooklyn, it is that. How do you coexist in high-leverage situations when you haven't faced a lot of them as a group? But after the game, Kyrie Irving, who, by the way, was just fined, was it a couple weeks ago because he was refusing to talk to the media? He was going the Marshawn Lynch route where he just didn't want to do it anymore. And after the game, he said, I'm not going to lie to you guys. A lot of stuff's going on in the world, and basketball is not the most important thing to me right now.
Well, then go save the world.
It's the final week of the regular season. Like, I get, like, he was pointing out what's going on in Israel and Palestine. Like, sure, it's a huge issue, one that's far too big of a topic for us to tackle on this
but
show.
But that's not what everybody's job is right there.
Right.
Yeah, they're
everybody's,
not there to cover
everybody's job there is related to basketball, and that's what he fails to recognize, and that's my biggest beef with him. I'm not here to cover that.
Right.
That's not what I'm being paid to do. It's also not what you're being paid to do.
You're being paid
and required by the league to show up to media. So that's my beef with him. It's like, yes, we all have the capacity and ability to recognize there are bigger issues in the world that
no doubt
are frightening and certainly make the NBA playoffs trivial in a certain aspect.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's
we
every
get
year of our
But that's every year.
Right. I mean,
but
always
you're
something.
Paid and paid handsomely to do this. We are paid as media to go and cover this because there is a high degree of interest in what happens here.
Yeah.
So for 5 damn minutes after a game, can you answer some questions about basketball? And then you can go back to saving the world.
Yep.
It's not a big ask.
You can tweet about it. You can do a podcast about it. You can do interviews about it.
Are you, you all right there?
I love it.
I just had my 2 minutes. My chest.
I'm with you, though. I mean, I think that's the thing with him. Because everything I've read about him, he's such an interesting person.
Yeah.
Because everything you read, people swear by him. His heart truly is in the right place. He just set up a foundation. This was really cool. He set up a foundation to help like black entrepreneurs who don't maybe get certain loans and whatnot. Like he
does cool
things off the court, and it's not to take away from any of that. But to Swag's point, it's like he's also the same guy that will send out a mission statement of sorts instead of doing the traditional preseason media thing. And it'll say, I don't talk to pawns.
Right.
You're the same dude who's speaking for equality and treating each other with respect, which is great. and yet you're treating the reporters as if they're beneath you. It's a very odd position to be in.
It's a very good point.
And a bit hypocritical in a sense. So to Swag's point, like, dude, I get it. You're concerned with the Israel-Palestine thing, or you're concerned with equality in America, or equality right. in this country, or the rights of these people. Nobody's telling you not to. Nobody's stopping you from caring. It's just when somebody goes, hey, how do you feel about the big three, your big three going into the postseason and maybe having Milwaukee yeah. or Miami in round two? Do you need to be an a-hole and go,
no,
I don't care about basketball whatsoever? Like, if you told me he missed round one for no reason other than he needed the time off, I wouldn't be stunned. And if I was a Nets fan, I mean, I think you're riding with the guy till he's not a Net anymore, but you've got to inside be like, good God, man. Come on. It's the playoffs. Like, this is why you get that contract. So to Swag's point, I find it all so odd. Yeah. It's such a weird thing.
It's the arrogance to assume that we as media that are covering it are only, our lives are 100%. I mean, there's a random few that maybe you could say that, but for most sure. of us, yes, we do have the capacity to recognize yeah. other things that are going on outside the world. But it's this particular venue, post game, after a game, at the end of the season, when you're looking ahead to the playoffs, that venue is all about the basketball. You're required to be there by the NBA. They fined you a ton already. If you don't want to show up, keep paying the fine.
It's just right. an odd, it's really odd to me, because I think we're in this this place as a society that when people are well-rounded outside of sports, you know, you get some people that say, just focus on what you do, right? The whole cliche shut up dribble thing. And I think there's a lot of other people that are like, hey, that's really cool, right? You're supporting this cause, or you believe in this. That's great. What I find odd personally, because I'm really open, if athletes want to do something other than sports, I'm not like, hey, don't just rap, Dame. Why don't you work on your game? Right. Like, I get it.
Go play defense in the offseason.
But what's weird to me is I can never fathom Damian Lillard on the start of the playoffs looming, the last game of the season. And he goes, I got to be honest, I don't even care about basketball right now. Like, I can't fathom that mindset.
What was the quote from Dame yesterday after the game that everybody ran with?
Well, it
was
it's the same quote he gives every right. 4 months, which is saying, so funny that everybody retweets this all the time. I want to win a championship. Right. And go down. Yeah, we know, bro.
I'm highlighting the differences between the mindset of the two players going into the postseason. That I mean, one guy is ranting about how he's dreaming of having a parade and how we have a chance, which is, he has the same quote that he has every couple of months, and we eat it up every right. time he does it. And one guy's saying that he doesn't care about basketball.
Right.
I think for me, it's always just a time and a place thing. Like, I don't have issues at all with athletes wanting to have passions outside of their sport. I am the farthest thing from a shut up and dribble guy, no matter your beliefs. Like, I think we've reached a point where a lot of us are snowflakes. And if anybody says something that we disagree with, we don't like when athletes speak up, but when then athletes speak up that say something that we agree with, we don't have an issue with it. Like, that's just kind of sums up how we all are politically at this point, and that is including everybody. I don't mind. Like, you want to use your Twitter platform, you want to do podcasts, you want to do interviews on the side, like, you want to, your time away from basketball, you want to fight for this issue or that issue, go for it, man. That's awesome. I'm glad that you're using your platform for something positive. For me, it's a time and a place thing. Like, first off, you are going directly into the playoffs right now, so if I'm a Nets fan, I am kind of questioning that a little bit. Like, where's your head at?
Well, luckily you got Harden and KD.
You do. So there's not a lot of pressure on you. You can kind of come and go as you want in that series, which highlights how dumb that whole situation is in the first place. But as to Swag's larger point, though, too, it's like, it's a post-game interview after a win. Like, there are better times and places. Start your own podcast. Like, that guy's got a huge following. Like, start a podcast where you highlight all the issues that you want to talk about and interview people and actually go about helping. I'm glad to hear that he's doing a ton away from the court already in terms of charity work. It's just time and place. That just didn't seem like the right time and place for me.
Yeah. So he's always going to be a bit of a polarizing player for that reason. And
they're going to be a team you can't take your eyes off of, though, in the playoffs, man. No matter their matchups and who they're playing, just how it's going to work. Is it 8 or 9 games that they play together now?
Oh, man, it's not very many.
I think Saturday was the 8th, I read, and then I think if they all played yesterday, which I believe they did because they needed to win to lock up the 2 seed. I think that was like the night. They haven't played 10 games together all year.
Did you see the KD quote, by the way?
I did not, no.
I got to admit, I have a $50 bet on them winning the title, and I feel awful about it because
you should. You sold to the devil. You did.
No, I did. Yeah, I sold out for the odds.
You did.
I deserve this.
You did.
KD was asked about how he feels about his big three, And he goes, I feel like we got a big 15.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. Big right. 15 there, huh? Right. Okay, sweet. So there's some Kyrie Irving stuff. I poo-pooed a little bit the 50-40-90. I like your stance. Just rank it at the bottom.
Just put it at the bottom.
Yeah. Only played 52 or 53 games, whatever it was. And then he says, basketball, he just doesn't care about basketball right now.
I still maintain it's going to be the worst possible thing for the NBA if they win the championship.
This will be awful because if they win it this year without playing together, who the hell's beating them next year?
Right.
They're only going to get better. So, okay, I want to get to that. There was a study that was done, and we're going to start with the easy animals and work our way to the hard animals. What percentage of men and women think that they could beat these animals in a fight? I saw this on Twitter over the weekend. We need to discuss, and we'll do it next on The Fam.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, I saw this headline over the weekend, and I thought, all right, we got to talk about this. Catherine Rampell is the person who tweeted this out. She is, I think, a columnist for The Washington Post.
Okay.
I follow her on Twitter.
Why do you follow her?
I saw her on a talk show once, and she was very enlightening. And I was like, I was kind of on the economy. I don't follow any economy people. And I was like, hey, I'm going to add that to my Twitter timeline. But she sent out a tweet over the weekend, and it, in quotes, it said, compared to women, men feel most able to take on medium-sized dogs and geese. And I thought, okay, you got my click here.
I've encountered quite a few geese, and then, yeah, I have a medium-sized dog myself.
Right? So they, there was this, YouGov did a poll of Americans, men and women, and they asked, can you beat insert animal here in a fight? And they judged, or they basically put out a graph that said this percent of men think they can win a fight, this percent of women think they can beat a fight.
Okay.
And we go from a grizzly bear all the way to a rat.
Okay? No and yes.
So there's a huge spectrum of animals in here. So I'm going to throw these at you. And we need to make fun of some men in this scenario because some of these are a little questionable. So the easiest animal to beat is a rat. That's the lowest on the totem pole there.
Yeah.
Only 76% of men said they could beat a rat in a fight.
Deathly terrified of something like that, like an elephant syndrome where you see something small and scurrying like around. Kick it.
I mean, 76. What man is saying that? No, like you just step on it.
You step on it. You punt it. Like,
right?
Yeah.
Grab a rock, grab a shovel. Let's go.
Right. You get some bucket or something.
Oh, is this assuming you get weapons?
I think anything shy of a gun is acceptable.
Oh.
But, you know, hey, we can play the game however we want. I wanted to make fun of people there because only 76% of men said they could beat a rat in a fight.
Yeah.
68%, by the way, of women said that they could beat a rat in a fight. Next on the list comes the house cat.
Oh.
How are we feeling in a battle against a house cat?
I'm taking care of.
It's kind of the similar thing. The claws will hurt. Like, my cat would
I might
hurt
have
me,
some scratches and might have to get the first aid kit out when I'm done. But
their bones are so brittle.
That cat's going down.
It's over.
It doesn't stand a chance, right?
You kick it and you knock it out. I mean, at that point, you just finish it off.
74% of men said they could beat up a house cat in a fight.
Okay.
I'm questioning the 26 a little bit. 64% of women said that they could take a house cat. Mm-hmm.
You think that 20% of those men are the same men who don't think they could beat a rat? Like, they're basically just punting on the idea they can kill anything.
Can't beat an animal at all. And we're talking house. We're not like outdoor cat, maybe a little different. They could have some diseases.
And we're not talking
later.
About a horde of cats.
No, we're like just one cat. That's an indoor cat.
Well, here's the thing about surveys.
Poops in a box, like, you know.
Are these people also saying no, they can't because they don't want to hurt an animal?
Yeah,
in
I
this
wonder how
hypothetical?
Much. Could,
very true. Very true.
I'm assuming it's somewhat necessary.
Yeah.
Like,
the cat's coming at you.
It's
you're not,
near the cat.
I'm not picking a fight with a cat. Right.
This is a Thunderdome, two men enter, one man leave situation, okay? You have to take on the animal to survive.
PETA, hold your phone calls.
Next up on the list, and again, I'm questioning a little bit here. Now, maybe I'm underestimating the animal. 71% of men said that they could beat a goose up in a fight.
Yeah, I could.
Like, what is intimidating about a goose?
Well, it could peck you. It's kind of tall.
Oh, come on. You grab that thing by the neck. It's got no arms. What's it going to flap your wings at
you? Get your hands on it because they can fly.
Yeah, so, this is very true.
Well, that's fine. Fly up. He's got to eventually beat me in a fight. I'm just going to look up at the sky and wait.
I don't think it's as easy as you think.
Yeah, can I push back on this, Swigart?
Just going to snap that neck like a twig. Yeah, boom. Yeah. Fight over.
One, it's the assumption you get the neck. Two, you haven't been dive bombed by a bird. I have. I roofed.
Yeah.
And there were seagulls on some of these industrial roofs, and they nest up there. And, man, when you get near some of these little baby seagulls, like, and I'm talking within 25 to 30 yards, they dive bomb you. And even with a hard hat on, those SOBs hurt. They dive bomb you and smack you in the head with their feet.
Yeah.
That's what a geese would do. It'd fly up above you, and it would dive bomb and hit you in the head. And I'm telling you, when you see a bird that big above you, you can be confident now when we talk about this. You kind of start freaking out a little bit. Like, my uncle tried to kill a seagull with a shovel.
Yeah.
And it's illegal. They were protected animals.
Yeah, no, we got a flock of Canadian geese in the condo complex because there's kind of a wetlands little lake pond thing where they all congregate. And, man, you hear them start hissing too. They hiss.
Yeah.
Like, you get a little close to them, especially if they've got goslings or whatever. Yeah, they can get nasty.
My mom dated a guy who went goose hunting, and he taught me how to do a goose call.
Did he?
Yeah.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Look at that. Boyfriend coming in. We need to pull. That needs to be a drop. That's a good drop right
One
there.
One of many boyfriends.
Right?
And at least he taught me
a
valuable skill.
You got a goose
skill.
Call out of it.
Yeah?
Why don't you have Goose Dynasty?
I don't know.
It should have been a TV show.
To the people who voted they couldn't beat these animals, I have no interest in killing anything. I'm not going to eat a goose.
I think you're overselling the goose. This is where you first see the big drop off between men and women. So 71% of men. It goes down to 51% of women think they could take a goose.
Okay. Well, women are rather confident in all these situations.
Over half, right? Think they take on a goose. Now, I don't know what the definition is here, but the next on the list is the medium-sized dog.
Less
than
your
dog.
Okay, 30 pounds.
Swag's dog. Shiba
less
Inus.
Than 50 pounds.
Less than 50 pounds.
So 20 to 40-ish pounds in that wheelhouse. My dog is, I think, 36 pounds right now, which is rather big for her. But
60% of men, 39% of women. Again, a big split here.
This is going to be one. This is going to take a little a time.
This could take some effort.
Might have
no issues. You're
puncture
confident.
Wounds. It depends on how rabid the dog is. No, the cat and the dog, very different.
No. I'm saying
50-pound dog versus a...
No, 50 is not a medium size. 50 would be classified as a large dog. It's sub 50 pounds.
Right.
So Swag and I have had some same dogs. I've had to actually corral my dog in the middle of it trying to fight another dog, and I just grabbed it. Picked her up. She was freaking out. It didn't stop me. I held her on, walked away with her. If I can do that in the midst of that, you'll get me. You might bite me a little. You might scratch
you're
me.
You're coming out there. If you got to watch, because those teeth, depending on the dog, can do damage. You can get a puncture wound. And
very true.
But if you accept the pain,
but
you just grab that SOB with one little bite and wrestle it, choke it out.
If you're fully committed to that dog,
you're winning.
You're winning.
Okay.
Eventually. Winning.
So this is where my cutoff starts. Like, of all those animals we listed, I could take every animal from here on out. I don't think I could beat in a fight. I want to see if you guys agree with me. Next on the list, this is where you get a giant drop off from medium sized dog. You go to eagle. Only 38% of men say they could beat an eagle.
Hell
23%
no,
women.
We
no,
saw
no chance.
There was a bald eagle over the tee box at 8 on Forest Hills.
Ooh.
And there was some hawk that was going up. And we were waiting for it.
It's but, like Godzilla versus King Kong. That would have been awesome.
There's one over here right behind our building on the river.
I don't
that
want
I've
any
seen.
Part
it's
of
massive.
A bald eagle.
No, those talons
those
coming
talons
at you.
Those talons go right no, into no, you. Forget it.
You the birds of prey at the zoo? Did you do that? Swag, you were too old, but like we went as kids.
Probably, yeah.
Did they fly over your head?
It was velociraptors at the zoo when I went.
That's a good point. Yeah. It was pterodactyls. And man, they'd have like, oh, it's just a standard falcon. And the falcon would fly over and I'd always duck and like almost get in the fetal position. I didn't trust those birds.
That's a great old man joke you just slipped in there. Large
no booze for you this week.
Large dog is next. So we're talking like German Shepherd.
No,
yeah,
I'm out.
No chance.
You got a police train. Yeah,
no
forget
opportunity.
It.
That thing's
I'm
taking
going
you down.
Down.
King cobra, chimpanzee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, kangaroo.
Standard snake, I'm out.
Yeah, you were running from garter snakes.
Garter snake.
Did you see how it was moving and what did it
That's
not do?
That's why snakes move.
Yeah, they wiggle. They slither.
And it
you
makes
like
no
went
sense.
To the fairway three holes over to
this
get
happened.
To the next tee box.
But it wasn't scared
That's
of us.
That's embarrassing.
It did its head like it
I wasn't
came up
scared
off the
of it either. I walked on by like a
happen.
Man.
We were playing Tri Mountain on Friday and Sprague ran for multiple
okay.
garter snakes.
First of all, the whole, like a man. That's such a stupid cliche that you're using. It's perfectly normal to be terrified of snakes.
No, it's not perfectly normal to be terrified of all snakes.
It doesn't make sense that they move and they move as quickly as they do. They don't have legs.
Yeah, garter snakes, you just step on a garter snake.
No.
You stand on it. It's not going anywhere. They're like a foot and a half long.
I'm out.
Come on.
And you're not beating a king cobra. How many say they would?
No,
king
cobra
is 23% of men said they could.
I don't want any part of that.
No chance. The funny ones.
People that play the pan flute or something in Charmant.
Right?
What's going on?
The funniest one, we'll end on this one. So it goes all the way to grizzly bear is the highest.
Yeah,
7%
no.
of men said they could beat a grizzly bear in a fight. It's like a Will Darken steak. Ain't happening, buddy.
It's a straight lie to lie.
Not happening. Like, by the way, 6% of women said they could as well. What are we doing here? The funniest one of all is the second highest on the list is the lion. There are more women in the study that said they could beat a lion in a fight than men. 8% of women, 7% of men.
Well, first of all, the way you said the men and women on the grizzly bear thing was interesting. Like, we dismissed the men, and then you almost laughed more at the women. It is an equal percentage of zero that would beat a grizzly bear, men or women. There's not a ridiculous take there, obviously, then you think you could beat them.
Can you give me some UFC fighter or something? Maybe they got a
Dude,
shot.
Wiener, no wiener. You're not beating a grizzly bear. I don't care what you think. I don't even think I could beat a grizzly bear cub.
No.
I'd be terrified of that.
They're so damn cute, too.
Well, they are cute, but no thanks. Anything with sharp teeth and talons like that, I'm out. I didn't see this over the weekend, so I'm glad you...
I saw this. I was like, we need to talk about that. When the headline reads, compared to women, men feel most able to take on medium-sized dogs and geese. It's like, dude, that's getting my click. I'm clicking that. And I did, and I'm glad that I did.
That is about the line. And any person suggesting they beat a king cobra, you've never been around a large snake, and you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean,
agreed.
Look, Will does the Will thing. It's the hot take to have a hot take to have a hot take because he's on radio.
He thinks he can beat a hippopotamus.
No rational human being thinks that if they're locked into an environment needing to take on a hippo, a bear, a
not
king
happening.
Cobra.
With no weapon. I'm not giving you a shot. I'm not giving you a 12-gauge shotgun here. You got to take him down.
No, you're peeing down your leg,
yeah.
And you're hoping that it's a quick death.
No
That's
doubt
what you're
it.
Hoping.
And we got a goose call out of this segment, so I think it was a win-win in all scenarios. Let's get to some NFL news or notes. We'll do it next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody texted in and said, I was fully expecting a, come here, Goosey. Goosey. Somebody said that's the cackler goose call. Are there different kinds of goose calls?
Like Canadian geese, cackling geese, rolling blunt geese. I don't, all kinds of geese.
Somebody said, we were fishing and a big goose started to come after my two-year-old. The goose puffs himself up, starts hissing. My kid just stands there, not really knowing what's going on. I see it. I grab one of the rods and I crack it over the goose's back. The goose honked, looked around confused, and it waddled off. I mean, it's coming after your kid. You got to do, I mean, right? You're not just going to let a goose attack your kid.
I remember playing with your dad at Eastmo once, and your dad on one of the difficult holes just completely hit a terrible tee shot, and it beelined the ball, and it hit a goose right into the chest rib area, and the goose just like got up and looked around like, what did you just do?
Hey, jackass, what's your problem?
And you either kill those things with a golf ball or you don't, and they look at you like, oh.
I had a buddy who accidentally at a golf course hit a low worm burner when he was not meaning to hit a low worm burner, and it was a direct hit to the neck.
Yeah.
And that thing did not survive.
Well, and here's the other thing.
It snapped immediately.
On the crowd that thinks they can beat tough animals, the bad thing about this and the reason I think these people exist is because they see the video of a guy who saves his dog by straight up punching a kangaroo in the face, and the kangaroo's like,
right.
Whoa.
I didn't see that coming.
You actually are fighting me. Yeah. And then he just hops away because he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with the kangaroo.
Those are the videos that I think lead to the false confidence in the people that think they can beat things like king cobras and grizzly bears.
Yeah, that was a fun conversation, though. Thanks for the interactions at the fan text line, as always. We love you guys. Let's get to some NFL news or notes. A couple of tidbits around the National Football League from the weekend. This is not really important. I just thought it was kind of funny. So rookie minicamps are underway, whatever the vernacular is there.
Everybody's leading to, hey, this quarterback had incomplete passes. Lenore picked off Trey Lance.
Looking good. We'll get to one rookie quarterback in a moment, but one team does not have a rookie quarterback, and that is the knee-biting Detroit Lions. Jared Goff, Tim Boyle, and David Blair are their three quarterbacks. None of them are rookies, so they're not at rookie minicamp.
What's his name, David?
David Blair. And so they don't have any quarterbacks there. Do you know who has been throwing passes to their rookie receivers this week at minicamp?
No, I don't.
Mark Brunell, who is their quarterbacks coach.
Shout out Brunell.
He's at the age of 50.
Player.
And Antoine Randall-L, who is their receivers coach.
Nice.
So a rookie, I just saw that. I was like, that's kind of a funny story because they have no rookie quarterbacks there. So the receivers are trying to get work in. There's nobody there to throw passes. So they brought a couple of coaches out of retirement. Randall-L, remember, played quarterback in college, and we all know about Mark Brunell and his history.
Well, I loved Antoine Randall-L.
I did too. He was a fun guy to watch.
Indiana, right?
Indiana quarterback, wide receiver, good wide receiver.
Pittsburgh Steeler.
No doubt about it, man. So that was kind of a cool story. On the rookie quarterbacks turning heads, how about Kyle Trask? as Bruce Arians gave an interview after his opening week at rookie minicamp, said he is already opening eyes and turning heads with his performance early on.
I'm kind of to the point in my life where I don't trust anything Bruce Arians says. I think the dude got a Super Bowl after an immaculate career, and I just think everything's all gravy with Bruce Arians.
He's just living large, just enjoying life. I thought he was great. I thought he was fantastic. He's got three guys coaching the bleep out of him on each play, so they need to calm down and let him go. I'm really pleased with where he's at right now.
Show me the coach who came out and bashed the rookie quarterback.
This guy sucked, man.
Show me that guy. Like, Trey Lance could have been awful this weekend. I don't know. I saw a video that was 1:07 long, and he completed 6-yard outs.
Okay, nice.
D'Amador Lenore had a pick of him in a one-on-one battle. Like, show me a coach that comes out and says, boy, we're a weekend in. I regret this pick. Everybody looks great. It's one of the big nothing burgers of football that we get is the rookie mini camps. Do we have any evidence of a coach like bashing the pick?
No, we do not. I would love to get truth serum, though, because I'm sure there are some that bring a guy into rookie minicamp and immediately think, oh, God. Like, internally, you know they know. You have to have that thought occasionally in the back of your mind. Like, this was a bad idea.
Was Jamarcus Russell that?
Right? Like, oh, God.
Oh, crap.
This is not going to end well. We paid him how much? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it might be that, but
they're never going to say it publicly, though. To your point, I'd love to get the honesty out of him. Ryan Kerrigan, who is the Washington football team's all-time sack leader, he announced that he is signing with divisional rival Philadelphia.
Ooh. Well, can I go back real quick?
Sure.
Also,
you don't want to talk about Ryan Kerrigan?
Not really.
Okay.
Is the compliment of Kyle Trask mean anything if they also are the same team that came out and said Tom Brady can play for 6 more years? So how good is Kyle Trask if you're already committing to a 44-year-old to play another 6 seasons?
Brady's like, come on, what are you going to move on from me now after having my 47-year-old season to start Kyle Trask?
If they repeat and Brady does it again and looks okay, Dirt, I don't know when he conceivably would be hanging it up.
Like, I don't even want to talk about that.
It would be Kyle Trask getting to year 5 and then picking up an option year or something.
It's not going
to
happen. He's going to retire soon. And last but not least, a player of, oh yeah, what the hell happened to that guy? Well, here is what the hell happened to that guy. The New York Giants signed Kelvin Benjamin, and they're going to try him out at tight end.
I've been in the league since 2018. Many people going, why? I'll say, if he has untapped potential, he clearly ate his way to this position, maybe he's just better suited to be an NFL tight end. That was a guy I was wrong on. I thought he was going to be a stud, big-bodied receiver.
His rookie season was great, and then the second year, remember, he was out, and that was the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he got a torn ACL
in the preseason.
In the offseason, yeah.
Or offseason, whatever. It was 2015. They went to the Super Bowl that year. Everybody thought when he got hurt, he was like their only weapon. Oh, and there goes Carolina season, and they went 15-1 without him.
Yeah.
So he signed as a tight end. So there's some NFL news and notes for you.
Kelvin Maybe he'll fare okay at the tight end position. I don't know.
Maybe he will, man. I'm with you. Watching him at Florida State, he seemed like he was going to be a guy. Caught the game-winning pass in a national championship game. Had a great rookie season, over 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns, big body, 6'4", 6'5", 230. Like, that's what you wanted in a wide receiver, and it just never panned out.
I was pretty wrong on him.
I was, too, but we'll see if he becomes a good tight end with the Giants. We're going to give him a look there. There's some NFL news and notes for you. All right, what's on tap? What's going on in the sports world tonight? Not a ton. I also want to shout out a legend who is officially retiring. So we'll get to both of those coming up next on The Fam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nerd and Sprague know what's brewing.
I'm not paid to be bold. I'm paid to be right. There's a lot of sporting events you say, oh, I gotta go do that.
This is What's on Tap, poured by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, What's on Tap? Brought to you on The Fan by our good friends at Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach, online at pelicanbrewing.com. God, it would have been a great weekend to be in Pacific City.
Whew. Did you catch the Michael Holton hot mic?
I did.
Did you guys catch it?
I did not. What did he say?
What did it? Will tweeted. It was like, man.
Was it something naughty?
No, but it was a full on. He thought his microphone was off during the halftime show and they went to a commercial break.
Uh-oh.
And as the commercial was playing, Michael Holton is still talking. I can't remember what he compared it to, but he said another name for it. I'm going to call it is doodle doodle bam. And that was over like a Fred Meyers commercial. So Michael Holton is talking with a hot mic.
Uh-oh.
They're not showing him.
That's not good.
And I couldn't quite hear what he was saying, but he was like, I'm comparing it. Another name for it is doodle doodle bam. And then the TV people caught that his mic was hot.
Hot mic, hot mic, hot mic.
And they cut it off. So thankfully he wasn't like, and I hate Jordan Kent or right. something like that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, no.
Uh-oh, that's going to be a little awkward.
Doodle, doodle, bam.
That's going to be a little awkward. Wanted to give this story a quick shout out. It's a very sad one, and I don't know why anybody would ever do this. So a listener texted it in and reminded me. I saw this earlier today on Twitter. There's a football player by the name of Jontarius Bryant, who played, I believe, in college for Austin Peay. So a smaller school guy, went undrafted, was hoping to get a chance. He got a call from somebody claiming to be Dean Pease, who, if you don't know who that is, he's the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. The phone number had a 404 area code, which is the Atlanta for Atlanta, or the area code for Atlanta. And he got a call that said that he was going to get an invite and an opportunity at rookie minicamp from the defense coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. It was not Dean Pease that called him. So this guy traveled to the facility for rookie minicamp. He tried to check in this past Wednesday, and he said it was one of the most embarrassing moments of his life that he tried to check in, and they were like, yeah, no, you're not invited to rookie minicamp. And it just, there was this long statement. I just thought, one, why the hell would anybody do this? Like, that's the prank you're going to play on? Like, why would you pretend to be a defensive coordinator, call this guy, tell him his dreams are coming true, he's going to get a shot in the NFL? Like, I don't know. That's a pretty damn low blow.
Did he see who did?
No, he doesn't know who called him.
So that's a random prank. So it's got to be somebody he knows, though. Like, why would somebody call somebody out of the blue at Austin Peay?
Right.
And look, the human side of me, like the empathetic one, wants to say, I feel for this dude. The logical, realistic part of me, which will show itself on the radio show, says, why did you not double or triple check that this was real?
Yeah, reach out to a player, you know, personnel director or something like that.
The defensive coordinator's calling a no-name Austin Peay college football player to come for rookie minicamp and not, you know, three or four different verified emails and phone calls sure. through personnel of the organization.
Here's what you need to know. Here's where you need to be. Here's your come room, on. Whatever, that kind of stuff.
Come on. Yeah. Hey, we're sending you some merch. Wouldn't he also get team merch? I'd have right. to ask Susanica that. Like, don't they send you team you merch?
You would think so, man. But also, if you get this call, you're probably just dreaming. Like, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. You got it. You're just over the moon for it, and you're not even really thinking straight. You imagine the embarrassment of that situation, too. Like, that has to be a super awkward situation where you're showing up, you don't know anybody, you're checking in. You know, like rookie minicamp, it's like the first day of school, kind of. You don't know any of these guys.
It's a Willie Mays Hayes situation. Right? Does he just refuse to leave and then run a 40 time?
So I saw some people tweeting like, hey, they should have just extended him an invite nonetheless. Like, what's one more guy running around your minicamp, Atlanta? Like, just let the guy get a tryout after all this. Could have been, like, what if it turned into a great story where he made the team, right? This like a Vince Papale type situation. I saw that's pretty pretty sad and felt bad for the dude. That's pretty embarrassing. One other note, wanted to shout out here in the last segment. Marv Albert officially retiring after the Eastern Conference Finals this year. 60 years in broadcasting.
Yes!
Yes!
Marv Albert spectacular move.
And the foul!
He's lost his fastball, there's no doubt.
Give me the pantyhose!
Whoa. Come on, man. People, let's move on. Come on.
Just, we don't.
He bit somebody one time. What do you want from
him,
the guy?
Let
okay?
him go out gracefully.
He's got a, no. like, he's got a freak zone. If that's, you know, if he's in.
Yeah,
let him fly his freak flag, okay?
I'm a freak.
Right?
We're all a freak
let
in some regard.
Thing, you know?
Something okay? strikes me as Swigart's the freakiest one at the station.
Right? Putting on a Yeti mask. Who knows what he's doing behind the scenes,
he's
right?
He's got that long hair, man.
So, oh, yeah. Marv Albert officially walking away. Lost his fastball, but the NBA will not be the same without Marv Albert.
One of the all-time greats.
Yeah,
truly.
He was the NBA there for a while.
He was.
Doing the Knicks games and then the NBA on NBC.
How many go out on top in that industry and how many go out where you go, it's time to walk away? Like Keith Jackson went out pretty
he did.
Amazingly. Yeah.
Doc Emmerich just retired.
Doc Emmerich.
Longtime voice of NBC hockey.
Musburger, I think, went out on his own.
He's still doing Raider games.
Well, I know,
he's
but
doing national stuff.
National stuff. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Breen, do you think Breen will go out?
Did you see what he did this weekend?
Yeah, he called Taco Fall Taco Bell.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if you're hungry, it's a mistake you're going to make.
Look, at the end of a broadcast, you start, because you don't like to do a game on a full stomach. That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
He could have just said, yo quiero Taco Fall. And I think people would have, like, picked up the reference and had fun with that.
I see what you did there. Yeah. See what you did there. So Marv Albert's, he's 80 years old, turns 80 next month.
Who's the
so
next big name?
Al Michaels.
Going to walk away? Al Michaels, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know how long his new deal is with NBC.
I've always been weird on that. Like, it sounded like he was supposed to be out 2 years ago, and, like, last year was
well,
the year, but then now he's coming back.
His contract was up. And there was uncertainty if he was going to be re-signed or not. They were getting Tirico all lined up to do that.
Yeah, that's why Tirico went to NBC. He's the next lead voice for them.
But Michael should get a swan song season.
I would think so.
Every week.
The other guy that walked away was Vern Lundquist in the last couple of years. He still does the Masters. He's still sitting there on 16 at Augusta.
Wasn't pretty at the Masters.
That's fine. I'm okay with him chortling over par three shots.
Costas kind of stepped aside pretty unceremoniously.
He also... He became polarizing for,
yes,
I think, too many people.
What's on tap tonight? There's not a lot going on, but there are three
hockey
Stanley Cup playoff games. Game one, Predators and Hurricanes. Game one, Blues and Avalanche. So the West Western Conference series getting underway. And then the Bruins and Capitals. Game two of that series. Capitals won game one in overtime. Do you see who scored the first playoff goal?
Seth Jones, baby.
No. Tom Wilson, the guy who caused the whole controversy between the Capitals and the Rangers.
That's right.
He scored the first playoff goal.
And it was a
goal.
Great playoff goal.
It was.
McAvoy busted his stick and gave up a 2-1.
Such a leg of... And it was an amazing play.
All four playoff games so far, one goal games, three went to overtime.
But close.
On the first weekend of the
loaded
playoff.
Show tomorrow, too.
So tomorrow we got Michael Collins, the ESPN famous caddy, one of our favorite guests. The PGA Championship is this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Major championship.
At Kiwa Island. So he's going to join us at 6:30 in the morning, bright and early. So get your coffee, listen to that one. And then Jake Fisher, who wrote a book about tanking in the NBA, titled Built to Lose. We're interested in that one, and we're going to interview him tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So that will do it for us, folks. If you miss any of the show, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We'll tweet it out at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. Colin is next. AJ and Dusty, noon to 3. Primetime Isaac and Sook, 3 to 7. Loaded Monday, as always. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.